Let's talk a little bit about the issue of non-anthracycline regimens and trastuzumab, and the one that we have information on is TCH. Mark, I want to explore the issue of cardiac safety and TCH versus anthracyclines. But first, can you sort of capitalize what your take is in terms of efficacy of TCH versus anthracyclines?
Sure. I mean, we had quite a lot of experience in the metastatic setting with TCH. We did two phase two trials, 70 patients approximately in each study. One was with docetaxel carbo trastuzumab, the other one was with docetaxel cisplatin and trastuzumab. Both regimens had extraordinary response rates, 65-75% clinical response rates, and long times of progression in excess of a year, year and a half in those two studies. So we knew that this is going to be an active regimen. And as a bonus, we anticipated, based on the phase two safety data, that there would be minimal cardiac toxicity. So that was the rationale for moving this regimen into the adjuvant setting. Also, Judith Hurley did a neoadjuvant trial in a group of patients with a mean tumor size of 9 centimeters and had a pathologic complete response rate of around 25% or so. So clearly, we had a strong signal that this is going to be an efficacious regimen. So the BCRG-006 study has compared TCH against AC followed by docetaxel, and it is highly significantly superior to the non-trastuzumab control arm, which contains both an anthracycline and a taxane. Moreover, if you just look at the outcome of TCH and compare it to ACTH, even though that study design was not powered to test non-inferiority between those two regimens, nevertheless, the results are so similar, and because there are more than 1,000 patients in each of those arms, it's very likely that if there's any difference between those arms, it must be trivial since you can't measure it in the BCRG-006 trial. So it's quite possible that these non-anthracycline regimens with trastuzumab will be every bit as efficacious as anthracycline-based regimens with trastuzumab.